pledges your hands tonight if you are
a Christian.
Can you just say, Lord, I love you? I want you to say it like you mean it. Say, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for tonight. Already it's late. But in the presence of God, it's
no
time.
Amen.
So without much waste of time, as Muruti has already spoken, we are here to deliver the message of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But where the Hale are you there?
People of the Hale,
can I hear you shout the loudest
amen?
Your amen looks like some vitamins. Can you shout a
amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank God for His presence. And we thank God for the prophet. For having allowed us even to come to this place. By the Grace Ministries.
Yeah, by the Grace Ministry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are here to preach the gospel. Of course, let me honor the servant of God. Muruti Mampego.
Muruti Mampego.
Thank you so much, Muruti.
Muruti.
And the church.
Everyone
that is in this place.
Babo Chababalinting, plaguing in.
I'm Malaji KK.
Nakin Tatemalachi KK.
Then KK is my initials.
KK, kidi initials is that.
So it's not KK Wamuvango, please.
I see Ola Wamuvango.
My two names, the Tomaga K and the other one K.
Mabito Akakaofela Atomaka di KK.
But are you ready to hear the word of God?
Likem said it's uncle and Tolamudimuna.
Can I hear you, Vavavum? Are you ready to hear the word of God?
Likem said it's uncle and Tolamudimuna.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I want you to stand up, go to two people and give them a high five.
Let's
give them a high five. Tell them, this is your night. There is a song that says, it feels more like, my God is good.
My God is good.
But it sounds like this. When you see me dance, I dance like a winner, man. When you see me dance, I dance like a winner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see me dance, I dance like a winner. If you cannot pronounce it with your mouth, kwasa.
Kibata lingenyo kokosa kwasa.
To that song, we can say that cover. That's the same song.
Eh, wana mo minango.
Covenant I have with the Lord cannot be broken. Genesis chapter
32.
Genesis 32.
Robala bukunya Genesis 32.
And we'll just read verse 22.
Robala verse 22.
And we'll just go down.
Evere retewa leon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to hear the word of God tonight?
Eli kemsedize utwa lento la mudimu busimbona.
Are you ready to hear the word of God tonight? Can I hear a better amen in this place?
Amen. If you can say amen, I'll finish up early.
I'll push for another hour and it's all like it.
Amen.
Can I hear a better amen?
Yes,
can I hear a better amen?
Amen.
Genesis 32.
Genesis
from verse
chapter 32.
From verse 22.
From verse 22.
And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook. And sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. Mm-hmm. For the day breaketh, and said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me.
Kaspeli ibala gatsela ile. Dineo cheo gedi mo etile pele yena bo shobyo o shetse mishasheng. E sale bo shiru azura ana le basadi ba gagwe ba babedi le balata ba gagwe ba babedi ba basadi le bana ba gagwe ba le some le metso o tee a sela noka ya Jakobo ka le tshibogo a ba sirisha noka a sirisha le thutu ya gagwe yena Jakobo a shala a gomme monna e mongwe a katana le yena mafuba a ba a sa tloga ge a bona a sa kgone go mo fenya a swara kgwele ya serope sa gagwe gomme kgwele serope sa Jakobo ya phetlega ge a katana le yena monna eo a re ntle se ke sepele gobane mahuba a sa tloga yena a re nna nka seke ka go ge e sege o ntšhogofatša yona a re leina la gago
Allow us tonight to speak to your life. I have tried to make this topic very simple. Break out to break in. Say break out so that you can break in.
Tell
the other neighbor, say break out so that you can break in. Now the Bible says that when God was creating the earth, when he was busy speaking into the earth, when he wanted the fish to come out, he went to the waters and spoke to the waters. That water gives birth fish. And when he wanted the trees to grow, he went to the ground. And he spoke to the ground. And when he wanted the birds of the earth, he spoke to the atmosphere. And when he was making man, he spoke to himself. So man is a source from God. When you're talking about man, you are talking about a creature that comes out of God. Because in the beginning God created everything. And he said, let us create man. And when you go down in Genesis, when God was making what we call a day, the Bible says that God started in the evening. And at the morning, when the morning came, it was called a day. So in the program of God, a day does not start in the morning. A day starts at night. And when morning comes, it completes a day. So what is started in the night, it must be completed in the day. So that it must be called a day. Now from where we have read, the Bible speaks about Jacob.
I'm talking
about the man who was called by God. The other day the Bible says when Jacob was moving, and he was afraid because he was running away from his brother. Because in this world there are people that will always be after you. Jacob was a man who had a dream on the inside of him. When God wanted to create a nation, he went to Abraham. He said to Abraham, come out of your people. Come out of your own country. Because when God wants to do something, say you cannot be. When I begin to call you, any other call, this cannot be a miscall. Oh, man. Some of you, man, you are listening to me tonight. You are waiting for a call from somebody. Let me tell you, if you have a call from Jehovah, all doors begin to open. The Bible says when God went to Abraham, He says, Abraham, I will make you a great nation. So, when he was speaking that way, it was like a man speaking to you like now. And he speaks into your life. And Abraham took that word.
Abraham,
he said, I don't know. But God spoke to my life. I don't have it today. But God spoke to my life. I don't have money today. But God spoke to my life. I don't know who spoke to your life. Maybe the people who spoke to your life. But you cannot make it in your life. But when you cannot make it in life, I am here with the word of the Lord. I am here with the word of the Lord. That there is a call from above. And begin to say, I'm looking for a child. It doesn't matter whether they are not educated. Monday, God went to Bethlehem of Judea. And he was looking for a woman. I'm looking for a woman. But this woman is not educated. It does not take education. I want to call her. And he made a king out of Bethlehem. Bethlehem, you are not a young person. Out of you a king shall rise. Now, when God goes to Abraham, He gives Abraham a weight. Abraham takes that weight. And when he gives birth to a child called Isaac, Isaac is a result of the word of God. The difference between Isaac and Ishmael, Isaac was a promise. Ishmael was a force. That is why the descendants of Ishmael,
all
the children that came out of Ishmael, even if you go to Iraq there, they are the descendants of Ishmael.
They
are still fighting for acceptance. They are still fighting for acceptance. Because in one day their father was fighting for acceptance. Man, there are some people that are fighting for acceptance. Whatever, there are some people, Muruti.
Pastor, there are people.
You
will find a sister.
Very beautiful.
Beautiful.
Marashu, she's busy fighting for acceptance to Radipaj. And now, when Isaac was born, he incubated or he was impregnated with the word that God gave to
Abraham.
And now Isaac gives birth to Jacob. So Jacob becomes the product. Jacob becomes what God said to Abraham. Abraham. And now, even at this point, when Jacob is at that, is a shining star. The Bible says that he was running, one day he was running away from his brother. And
then
everywhere.
And they wanted him every place.
He was a rich man, but he was not free. He had a nice dream, but he was not free. There was something that was holding him. That's why even tonight there are some people, they cannot sleep at night. Because there are some things that are holding
him.
And when Jacob came to a place, I know I'm tired of this kind of life. Wherever I go, people are talking about
you.
Yeah, my finances is speaking against
you.
He says, I need to do something. I need to do something. One day he took all that he had. And he said, I have honor, I have money.
I have the money.
I have wives. I have children. I don't have peace. I don't have expansion. And the Bible says, there was one day, and he took everything that he had to the other side. And he was left alone. In this life, you will be left alone. Even people that you trust, something will
be.
We are living in the days of betrayal. If Judas could betray
Jesus,
who do you think is that your friend? One day they can betray you. I'm speaking to you tonight. You feel like nobody understands that situation. You feel like even though you speak, nobody's hearing you. You feel alone in that place. Even Jacob, there was a point, the Bible says he was alone. And when he was alone,
I thank God.
Because
it's the God that finds you being alone. It's the God who fetches you being alone.
When he went to Moses, he was at the backside of the mountain. When he went to David, he was at the backside of the mountain. Because God is the God of alone. Yeah, you might feel like you are alone in that situation. God is in your life. God is in that situation. And Jacob now says, God is there. It's like I see Jacob, in the middle of the night, when my heart is broken, when my children have left me, when my finances cannot speak for me, when my husband cannot speak for me, in the middle of the night. When he began to cry, he says, God, my situation has changed. My situation has changed. I must break out of this situation. He says, Lord, I am tired of this situation.
Leaving everything. Left by the loved one.
And he was wrestling with God. I'm here to prophesy to your life. God will come into that situation. Jacob did not know. Will a day start at night? At that moment when you think it's a darkness, God says, I'm beginning with your life. At that stage when you say you are down, God says, I'm up to something. When you say, I am at the grass, God says, the grace is sufficient. When you say, I don't have power, God says, I have the power. When you say, I'm dead, God says, I'm the resurrection. When you say, I am nobody, God says, I am somebody. God comes in that situation. Thank you, Jesus.
And Jacob did not know that at that night he was going to encounter God. I prophesy to your life, in that situation you will see God. In that tears you will see God. God has a syndrome of coming at night. Some of the children of Israel.
As children of Israel.
The Bible says there was a time when they were in bondage. And when they were in bondage, they were oppressed. The children of Israel were wise. But their wisdom was nothing. There are some people that are intelligent, but they fail perpetually. They are not at school even tonight, because they are under an Egyptian oppression. The Bible says there was a day when God spoke to his servant and said, Moses, I have decided that since this man Pharaoh, doesn't want to let these people go, I want to ride upon the night. I want to walk in the night. And I will pass over. I'm not coming during the day. I'm coming during the night. Ah, God is coming through that night. 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 Ah, God is coming through that night. He is the one that rides upon the night. When men are sleeping, Jehovah rides upon the night. Jehovah no one may bounce from sea. There is God that is above witchcraft. And he says to the children of Israel.
Worry.
To the children of Israel.
Worry more than Israel.
This is a night that you must remember. Because this is the beginning of your jubilee. It's the beginning of your breakthrough. And he says, kill a lamb that has no spot. And the Bible says, cook it.
Bible iri sona say.
Make it fast.
Pila.
Don't be slow.
Liskava slow.
Make it fast.
Pila.
Because tonight,
Ubani
I will ride upon the night. In other words, God was saying, I'm coming into your situation. You might have involved the lawyers in your situation. You might have included different people in your situation. It seems like this night is a
season
to break. When Jehovah rides upon the
heavens,
he made saw that in Egypt there's a cry. Because that night was a night of judgment. Your situation shall become a judgment to enemies. When God sees your tears, he will turn them around into the tears of joy. And when the Israelites, when God rode upon the night in Egypt,
he was still
thinking, well, these people will work for me. These people will make me rich. And then Pharaoh was still thinking, well, my economy was fine. And God descended from heaven above. And when God dealt with Pharaoh, they were out in the morning. They let the children of Israel go. They broke out of the night. And when in the morning, it was another season. Because weeping may endure for a night. But sorrow comes in the morning. Because a day in the presence of the Lord is complete when it starts from night. And they let Egypt singing. And we are free at last. We are free at last. And as I remember that there was a night, I prophesy to your life that situation will not kill you. One day you'll look at your situation. That situation.
Whereby you will sing. remember that the day has
come.
This is a new day.
Hey,
it's a new day.
It's a new day.
There is God who wants to make you a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. In that sickness, it's a new day. In that divorce case, it's a new day. Maybe some of you are busy upaka di pills.
Some of you are getting tablets.
You're
thinking of leaving them. Don't leave them.
Upaka di pills
take the tablet and go home.
It's a new day. Some of you, you just got divorced. Don't kill
yourself.
It's a new day. You think of quitting school. I prophesy. It's a new day. Another hope out
there.
I'm here with a message. It's a new day. People have betrayed you. I prophesy. It's a new day. I'm speaking tonight to the people who are saying, I've been in darkness for too long. My family has been in darkness for too long. My life has been hidden. I've been running away from my enemies. Hated by your own brothers. But I'm here to say, it's a new day. 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 We want to pray tonight. While our eyes are closed, I can see the tears in your eyes. Because you have been crying for too long. Saying, when will my time come? When will my time come? When will my own things be well? Saying, I want to break out so that I can break in. The anointing of God is ready for you tonight. I want you to run to the front right now.
I want you right now. I want you to come and stand where I am right now. I want you to come and stand right now. I want to pray for you. We are believing God is calling you. We believe God is in you. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for you. You are still sitting down there. You are saying, I have a new day. I must break into a new day. I must break into a new day. We want to believe with you, God. Thank you, Lord. Just close your eyes,
Father. Father, just close your
eyes. Want to pray for you.
Oh,
thank you. Maria da Sekala Hatia de De Gila Bahakata Yatatas Gila Katarakatas. We want to pray for people who are not, if you are here, you are not saved. You are saying, I need Jesus. It will be useless for you to go out of this place without the blood of Jesus upon your life. Let me tell you, you are not safe.
Jesus.
I want to pray for you. If you are saying, just play it soft, just play it nice soft.
If you are saying, I don't know Jesus Christ,
Asanga
wahlapa ka madi ya Jesus.
Never wash to be washed by the blood of Jesus.
I'm not talking about a church.
Hakibulele ka kereke.
I'm talking about the blood of Jesus.
Kibulela ka madi ya Jesus.
If you are here, you are not born again.
Hauleke musa phuluswa.
You want to know Jesus.
Ubatho tsebana le Modimo.
Ore si pete wena.
E ukata ka mopile.
If you are not saved, I want you to come to where I am
right now.
That is the greatest miracle that can happen to you.
You are tired, but the life that you live.
If you are saying, I'm tired of this kind of
thing,
I want you to take that step and come here and say, I want the blood of Jesus. And
then
busy singing, I'm
simply doing
it. We are waiting for you. You need to be saved. My brother, my sister, you need to be saved. We're just going to sing this song. Let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes. We are waiting for you. But we don't want to make you make that mistake. You see, all mistakes that you can do on earth, you can recover from those mistakes. And the only mistake that cannot be corrected is for you to die without Christ. Because at the other side of the grave, the blood cannot work for you. The name of Jesus that
was
the time is now. This is the hour for you to receive salvation. They are going to sing it for the last time. I want you to make that step to come and sing. I want to pray for you, Daddy. Jesus, I apologize, and I apologize, Daddy. God wants to restore your life. God is to show your scattered life. God is, take it down, just take it down, take it down.
God just wants to recover your life. And God saw your scattered life. That even though you have the potential, but you cannot
do it.
So God wants to come into your life. We are not the ones who can save you. But we know somebody who can come into your life. You see, we did not come here in vain. We know that this thing is happening.
We know where these things work.
I want to pray for you. You accept Jesus in your life. Just raise your hands. You know, we came all along for you. Jesus. Shilahat kibahar kidosa. Bilihitatanda. Father, thank you. Kratoru ndadimishale marauga tatelina.
Follow
I want you, everyone sitting
prayer.
Down there, let's just, you just speak this way. This is a very simple prayer. Because you are tired of this life. You want a new life. There is a new life that is coming up. Because even the plots, all these things that people are saying, God is about to renew your life. God is about to renew your life. Even they that wanted to kill you, God is doing a new thing in your life. There is a cloud that God is breaking out of your life. Because you know that by now you should be dead. But God has allowed you this time. Because you knew tonight that you must be saved. All the attempts to kill you, God is doing a new thing in your life. Mark today. Do not forget tonight. Because I stand here speaking into your life. Your life must change. Everything that you have lost must come. All your cries, God will begin to pay all that you have lost. All that you have lost, God is bringing them back. When you accept Jesus
tonight,
with God will come into your life.
Can
we just stand on our feet,
Mazalwa?
This is the moment that the heaven rejoices. I want you to follow me. This is a simple prayer.
This is a simple prayer that is to give ourselves to God.
According to Romans. In your heart.
If you agree with your heart.
And we speak it in your, with your mouth. God comes into your life. Forget about everything that you have. I want us to help him. Father, we pray.
Jesus.
We rejoice. We rejoice. With heaven, Lord, we thank you. We rejoice with heaven.
Jesus, speak, Lord, that we have landed in the place of the Hale. The blood of Jesus has dropped upon this land, and Lord, it speaks as a token, as a testimony that Jesus Christ walked upon this earth. Jesus Christ walked upon this village. Every man that says they did not hear your word, they are a lie. Lord, you have spoken, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus, cover with you and the Jesus. But as they are going, Lord, we are speaking the blood of Jesus. They are breaking out of that sickness. Out of that sickness. Listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. While we close our eyes, I'm praying for sick people right now. Wherever you are, I want you to believe God for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak the hand of the God that is stretched forth. Can it be to like Jesus? Satan. We lose them now. We lose them now. The Jesus of Satan. The full energy of Satan. Now we lose them. In the name of Jesus, we lose them and let them go. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them and let them go. Lose them and let them go. We speak the healing power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Maria Jesus Afodisa. Maria Jesus Afodisa Manualang right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing power in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Can you shout a bigger
amen?
As I'm going to sit down, when you see me dance, I dance like a winner. I want to see.